I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, we talked about with Arthur Smith, some guys felt like, oh, is he losing? No, they never lost the locker room. But there was that sort of fear, Abe, that guys have tuned it out and the message becomes stale. It happens. Hey, if you're a youth sports coach, right, good luck trying to keep that message fresh with kids. Now, adults are professionals. This would be a little bit different, but it happens. It's human nature.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is I think, obviously, it has to reach a different point when you're an adult and you're professional and this is your paid gig, your job. But at the end of the day, I don't even know if it's this idea that the players are tuning him out. I think it's the idea, and Squid and Mike in the morning kind of were on this as well, and obviously they hit the mics first, so they had the first opportunity today to bring this up. I don't know what else Raheem feels he can try. I just think he's tried everything. Now, some would probably say, have he tried firing the offensive coordinator? Has he tried firing the special teams coach? I get that. That's a different discussion, and one I don't necessarily disagree with.
Right.
But in terms of addressing the team, in terms of reaching the team, in terms of this team being together, Mike, how do you stay together if you're the offense doing as best you can? If you're the defense fighting to keep your team at a level playing field through the first 30 minutes, and the one unit that you already know you can't trust does that.
Right.
I think the offense and defense were together until that, and then the offense and defense fall apart because the turnover comes, and then it's a mess.
It just takes all the wind out of your sails. Look, and Bijan, as we said, guys, the last guy in this Falcons team I'm ever going to criticize would be Drake London, who unfortunately has been banged up because we know he plays with pain. Offensive line's been banged up all year. Those guys like Lindstrom and Jake are playing with pain. Bijan is the guy that stirs the drink. He's that guy. Unfortunately, it's like the worst possible scenario. You get the kick return for the touchdown, then Bijan puts it on the rug. And if we're honest, it's a perfect punch out by the defense. And I mean, Bijan doesn't have a fumbling problem, it is what it is. It was like the cherry on top when everything else seems to go south. One of your best players has a terrible mistake.
I mentioned this to you on the pre-show and behind the curtain. And it's just like A.J. Terrell is allowed to give up a touchdown to the league's number one receiver, right? Like, I'm not going to get mad at the first touchdown in a calendar year. Bijan Robinson, it's not great, but like he's allowed to fumble here and there. That may be some sort of crazy take. I'm not going to get that upset at what Bijan has done for this team this year that he loses his second fumble of the year in the red zone.
Right.
It's not great. There's no denying it's not great, but I'm not going to throw all this anger at him when so much has gone wrong elsewhere. You kick the ball out of bounds right after you try and cut the deficit. And you put them at the 40, and it rolls on from there. It's just one unit. There's three units. One unit is doing absolutely nothing to help this team. The offensive unit is doing what they can, but they're limited, obviously. Injuries along the offensive line, an injury at the quarterback, an injury at receiver. They're doing what they can. And the defense is hanging on, trying to cover and carry two other units. And at some point, it falls apart. Over the course of the game, it fell apart yesterday in the third quarter.
And the thing with our pass rush, you know, James Pierce Jr. gets his sixth sack of the year. He may get to 10 by the time the season's over. So the first rounder, as much as it hurts, you're feeling good. Now, again, I don't know who the coaches will be coaching this guy in his later Falcon career, but that's one you could certainly say Fontenot and his guys got right. This guy's been a fire breather. Unfortunately, when you need to get these guys off the field, you need to develop pressure. That's seemingly when it doesn't happen. They're able to run on you. Run defense was an issue, and you talked about it. Orange just said in my ear it was 604 snaps on offense between A.J. Terrell giving up a touchdown, throwing touchdown to the man he's covering. And unfortunately, Smith and Jigba was able to just get a beat on him and just went in the crossing route and took it to the house. We already talked about Mooney. I mean, we saw that happen right in front of us. It's just when everything can go wrong, it's going wrong. Want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. The Falcons, where are you at today? We will get into the college football playoff. Glorious victory for the Dogs over Bama. Everybody and their uncle has a feeling about the college football playoff. Notre Dame fans are feeling it in their bag. I thought Notre Dame was an absolute joke to say we're taking our ball and we're going to go home. That's just weak sauce. Quit like a champion today, Notre Dame. Georgia had a very similar situation. They decided to kick Florida State. You know what they did? They set the tone for the next season, and they destroyed the Florida State program in that Orange Bowl victory that Kirby and his guys, because they've got a culture. Notre Dame, and I just don't understand. We'll talk more about that coming up. Start with the phones with Ken somewhere in them. Hey, Ken, you're on 92.9 The Game. What you got? Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. How you guys feeling?
Good, man.
You know, weeks ago I had called and I said, we're in a bad place. And they were like, no. Well, it's come to fruition. You know, you all kind of took the wind out of myself because I said, he's lost the team. You know, it's a different, you can tell just watching the mannerisms, the body language. You know, even if you have a job that you don't like and you get tired of it, you realize you still got a purpose. They're not playing with a purpose. The special teams, you know, when a team fails on all aspects, offense, defense, special teams, that message that you're preaching has gone. And this team, I don't know what it's going to take for somebody. I hate for somebody to get caught on the job, but this is a performance-based job, and your performance reeks.
Yes.
That's it.
No, you're at it, man. Look, we said this last week. I said to Coach, when we were talking about, you know, if I owned the team, you know, he wouldn't have a gig. We're all penciled in. It's something my old man said. You know, I mean, the moment you start taking yourself for granted, you're out the door. You know, that's where it's at. This is performance-based. We have to put up numbers. It's believe me, you know, how do we stay in business? We have to put numbers up, you know, week after week, quarter after quarter. That's part of our job. Let's go to John. John's in Roswell. Hey, John, you're on 92.9 The Game. How you feeling? It's about as low as we can go with this Falcons team. Where you at?
Hey, guys, love the show. Mike, I love how you keep it real and how you told Raheem that you'd fire him if you were in control of the team. That was awesome.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I would never say something on the air that I wouldn't say to the man's face. I think that's just something you got to do. And not everybody does it, but that's how Carl and I try to do it. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I agree. I want to talk about accountability. Would you say the special teams unit is the worst special teams unit you've ever seen?
Yes, that I've seen as a football fan. Yeah, as a pro football fan.
Absolutely. So how does Coach Williams still have a job?
It's a question we've asked the coach every week. Now, I was asked, I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. Anytime I bring it up, I'm told, you don't know the story. So I don't know what went on behind the scenes, but that was a failing unit. Coach said it was performance-based. Well, there's nothing that's worse than his special teams, and that's performance-based. Marquise was inherited from the previous regime. So I'm with you. I don't get it either.
I also, Mike, just tend to believe it's the largest reason that we're having the discussion about Raheem losing the team. Because when we look at the offensive players, the defensive players, the fan base, the frustrations, the commentary and all that, it starts with the fact that you could have made a change. You could have tried to a different approach to address these problems by making that change. You didn't do it. And when those problems then creep up in a competitive situation where you're 6-6 at halftime, that's when people are like, you know what? This guy didn't make the change we already knew needed to be made, and now we're going to lose this game because of it. Right. And that's where you lose people.
And the other thing is, we're looking at Coach McDonald with Seattle. That's a guy we interviewed. That's a guy that we had in the process for whatever reason. And we've talked about, you know, Rich McKay and his involvement and whoever was in Arthur's ear, if Arthur just ultimately made the decision himself that he thought Raheem was going to somehow, you know, be better this time around. I mean, because it is interesting to see McDonald. He's done it with two quarterbacks, almost made the play. I mean, you're looking at it. That's a reclamation project with Darnold, who obviously had a pretty good year last year with the Vikings before the wheels came off. It's an unbelievable fire-breathing defense. That guy interviewed for us. We got to Sneed. Hey, man, Sneed's in Decatur, where it's greater. Hey, man, you're in the game. What you got?
Duke Savage. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, man. Carl's on vacay. What you got?
Hey, man, look here. I'm going to keep it clean, man. The call screen and told me so to be nice, all right? Mm-hmm. Hey, man, look. When y'all stop crying so much, I'm being honest now. Stop crying.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And stop making excuses for the team.
This, all right, you're out. By the way, enjoy this one because I'm hanging up on you. I'm not crying. I'm complaining. It's anger. I'm shouting. And we're talked about every week what's wrong with this team. It doesn't get fixed. And that's why I was like DEFCON 1 today to start the program. But I don't know who this guy's a team of. But, I mean, we're not crying. We're talking about a continuous problem that Abe just pointed out never gets fixed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.